We want to welcome you to the Good News Jesus Christ.org. I'm Martin Williams. Today we're going to be talking about what happens when a person receives Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. What produces that faith? So the scripture says that you search the scriptures, for in them you think that these contain eternal life, but these are those that testify of me. You must come to me to have eternal life. That's what Jesus Christ says. So the scriptures produce a testimony of Jesus Christ. And in another place it says the scriptures make us wise for salvation, and that the scriptures are the power of God unto salvation. So those are just three instances, one in Romans and I think the other one's in Timothy, that makes us wise for salvation, just off the top of my head, if you wanted to look for it. But it goes on to talk about two types of people. Now, before we get to those two types of people, it says faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. And that when you hear the testimony of Jesus Christ, it produces faith, and you get dealt that measure of faith. And that you can either accept it by mixing your hearing with faith, or reject it. And by rejecting it, the scripture tells us what actually takes place in that rejection. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 talks about the God of this world system, Satan, the prince of power, blinding them lest they would receive the gospel of salvation and be converted. So Jesus goes to teach his disciples about four types of seeds in the parable of the sower. And he talks about in the parable of the sower how there were four seeds, referring to salvation's call, okay? That one fell on the rock, one fell in between the rock, one fell on a light soil and didn't take much root, and then the other one went in and produced a crop 30, 60, 100 fold. So the one that fell on the rock was scorched by the sun, and then the other one was taken by the fowls of the air, and then the other one didn't produce root and just withered. So Jesus goes on to reveal what those things mean. He goes on to reveal that the fowl comes and snatches the seed out of the air, which representative of wicked spirits or Satan, and how the other one, they look to the cares of life and then rejected it, choked the seed. And then the other one, that took a little root, that trials, tribulations, testings, persecutions came in, and then just choked the life out. There was no faith there. But the other one that endured received 30, 60, 90, 100 fold of a harvest unto salvation, eternal life. So that is what Jesus teaches in the scriptures, and that's what I point out to you because it's very important to know. So that's what produces faith. It's the testimony of Jesus Christ, and God gives us that measure of faith, and we can either mix our hearing with faith and respond to salvation's call and come to Jesus and receive him as our Lord and Savior, or one of those other three things happen, or the God of this world system comes and blinds their eyes and they reject salvation's call. So those are the two ways to respond. That's what produces faith. And the Bible says, in continuing in Romans chapter 10, that whenever faith is produced by the testimony of Jesus Christ, that, you know, we believe unto salvation, and with confession our mouth is made unto salvation. So basically what it's going on to say in Romans chapter 10 verse 9 and 10 is that we believe the testimony and we receive it and confess it by faith, and that confession is unto salvation as a result of us responding to trusting him for salvation. So that is what produces faith, and that's what the Bible teaches. So I hope that this has blessed you. I'm Martin Williams with the Good News Jesus Christ.org.